So I feel like I am doing a lot of sad songs, you know, loss, always loss. But I do have a happy song, and it's like I haven't worked it yet. And I think it needs work in terms of the choruses and the verses.
Oh.
But this one I'm going to probably do in 2 weeks. The one I'm doing next week is pretty polished, but I shared it with friends, and it doesn't resonate as well as the others, but it's a beautiful song too. But I'll do
it. It doesn't resonate with people?
Not like So Real. It's not a hit. It's like a more subtle, beautiful song.
Oh, okay.
A little different. But I'm going to do the upbeat one because I just feel like I have to do something upbeat.
Oh, okay.
This one isn't working out.
You've been saying that a lot lately.
I know. It's kind of getting to you. Well, I'm such a happier person, so why am I singing such sad songs?
Well, like time lag, right? I mean,
These are
old. Is this one of the 20?
I wrote these when I was 20, but I reworded it.
No, is this one of the 20? You said you had 20 or 18
songs? Oh, yeah, one of the 20
songs. This is one of those?
This is one of the 20 songs. I haven't done anything new. The So Real song is the closest thing. Because I did the verses, that's all new melodies. Just the chorus is all I had, and it was a different meaning for the song.
They're beautiful songs, Judy.
I love my songs. They're my babies. I feel like I give birth.
There's so many, yes.
They're just like, it's painful almost.
And there's so many ways, like, you never know. It could be for a background for a show.
I already decided it's a musical. My life.
Did you?
My whole life is a musical, starting with this breakup and this friend. And this, you know. but this was a song I actually wrote for my husband, and I do like the melody a lot. I'm not sure. I used to start it right in on the chorus. But now I'm trying to think of a way to come in just with the verse, and it sounds okay that way. And what I'm going to do is write an instrumental in the middle, doing another verse just as instrumental, and then going. So because I want at least three choruses. So I don't even have an intro. I can just come in on the verse, which is simple strums. I don't know how else to do it. It's like this. You live within my love songs, and the music in my heart. I've always sang love to you. Going to be pretty.
It's
a hard
beautiful
song to play.
It's not
that easy.
Celtic, but
I'm using a lot of Celtic chords. I'm noticing.
I love those anyway.
All right, well, now you're going
to
hear.
So beautiful. So tell me the name of that song.
That one's What You've Meant to Me.
What You've Meant to Me.
What You Meant to Me. It's such a girly song, though. It's totally, that song
yeah,
is totally makes me a teenager again. Love will endure. I'm still married 30 years, please.
How long?
What?
How long have you been married?
30 years. 30, that's like a whole person.
Oh my God, shivers.
I know.
That's great. No, it's good.
How did I stay married through all these tribulations? I know. It is amazing.
Yes.
It is amazing. Okay. Ideas on improvements on that song that I just did? Any ideas?
And when the loudness of the chords, when you come in for your chorus.
I can tell I'm pushing it a little.
Okay. And we talked about that last week. And when you know, it's okay to play loud so long as that doesn't force you out of your technique.
Definitely. Well, recording separate vocals really helps.
Oh, gosh.
When I don't have to play the guitar and I just sing that, I've written. It's a little low in the beginning, so I don't want to do a chesty voice.
God, you've changed so much.
Yeah? Oh, good.
Well, I mean, remember you didn't want to do that? You didn't want to sing without the guitar? It was like, oh, my God, the freedom of being able. And now you're...